From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the decision and provided the administration's rationale.
In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions.
Republican Congressman and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he hoped that Congress, quote, will be able to find consensus on a permanent legislative solution that includes ensuring that those who have done nothing wrong can still contribute as a valued part of this great country, end quote. Russia and China say steps to further tighten sanctions against North Korea after its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, told reporters he saw two options.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that A, there is no military solution to the conflict. B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said tougher sanctions were senseless and would not change the leadership in Pyongyang or would lead to large-scale human suffering. Brazilian and French authorities said they have uncovered an international corruption scheme aimed at buying votes in awarding the 2016 Olympics. The disclosures came as police in Rio de Janeiro raided the home of Brazilian Olympic Committee President Carlos Nuzman. They emerged with suitcases, documents, and a computer. Police said detention warrants had been issued for Nuzman and an associate. This is VOA News.